KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. And today is February 12th, 2025. Happy birthday to Lila Johnson, and happy birthday to Alyssa Ludwig. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The exhaust produced by ocean-going ships can contribute to our warming climate. Most ships burn fossil fuels, so they spew out atmosphere-warming compounds. But some of their contribution to global warming may be a result of lower emissions, not of carbon, but of sulfur. One of the compounds produced by burning fossil fuels is sulfur dioxide. Sunlight can cause it to interact with other compounds. That can yield droplets of acid rain, plus tiny grains of sulfur. Water can condense around those grains, forming clouds. The sulfur can stay in the air for days, so it can contribute to clouds for a long time. The sulfur-based clouds are bright, so they reflect a lot of sunlight into space. That helps keep down the surface temperature. In 2020, the International Maritime Organization passed some new regulations. It required shipping to cut sulfur emissions by 80%, reducing acid rain and cutting air pollution around ports. A recent study looked at the possible impact that's had on global warming. Researchers analyzed more than 1 million satellite images of ocean clouds. They compared those to maps of global temperature increases, and they used computer models to study what it all means. The work found a big drop in ship-created clouds, and the drop correlated with areas of greater warming. The researchers concluded that the loss of clouds could have added about a tenth of a degree Fahrenheit to global temperatures, and could add more in the years ahead. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Both Alaskans in the U.S. Senate helped Robert Kennedy Jr. win confirmation as Secretary of Health and Human Services this morning. Murkowski explained her decision in social media posts. She said she's still concerned about Kennedy's stance against vaccines and what she called his selective interpretation of scientific studies. But she said Kennedy pledged to base vaccine recommendations on medically sound research. Murkowski also voted yesterday to confirm Tulsi Gabbard as President Trump's Director of National Intelligence. Murkowski said she continues to have concerns about Gabbard, who faced criticism for her friendliness toward dictators. Senator Mitch McConnell was the only Republican to vote against Gabbard's confirmation. He cited a history of alarming lapses in judgment. Murkowski, though, said she appreciates Gabbard's commitment to rein in the scope of her office and to protect the civil liberties of American citizens. A lot of eyes are on Murkowski. She's one of the few Senate Republicans who criticizes Trump, and she has voted against one of his nominees. Pete Hegseth was confirmed as defense secretary anyway. Senator Dan Sullivan, like most Republicans, has voted for all of Trump's nominees. A Fairbanks legislator wants the state to have an official dinosaur, and he's suggesting that it be a type of tyrannosaur whose remains were found on Alaska's North Slope. Republican Representative Will Stapp introduced a bill on Tuesday asking the legislature to designate the Nanocosaurus as Alaska's state dinosaur. Its bones and teeth were discovered more than 30 years ago, and it's thought to be a cousin of the T-Rex, an apex predator of its time. Stapp says an artist's rendition of the Nanocosaurus caught his eye, but admitted he chose it because of its namesake, the University of Alaska Fairbanks' Nanook mascot.
I would be lying if I didn't see the name Nanocosaurus as a Fairbanks person and say, well, that probably should be the dinosaur. Conceptually, to me, it's like, okay, well, this is a really cool area of research at UAF that I didn't really know about.
UAF's Pat Druckenmiller, a paleontologist and director of the UA Museum of the North, says he likes the proposal to name a state dinosaur and appreciates staff support for the university's dinosaur research. But for now, he isn't so sure that Nanocosaurus is the best choice.
When that Nanocosaurus was first named, it was really just based on a handful of bones, and I mean literally a handful of bones. And that's not typically considered adequate information to properly diagnose a new species.
Since then, researchers have collected more Nanocosaurus fossils, done more analysis, and that new research is currently under review. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station. Thanks for listening today. We love being a part of your media mix. Tune in every day to catch the best in statewide news and programming. Public media is about you, the community we serve. Thank you for tuning in.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Subaru, who, along with its retailers, is partnering with Operation Warm to provide more than 130,000 children in need with brand new necessities like coats, shoes, and socks. Subaru, more than a car company.
Thomas Rhett is next with us. After that, Marshmallow Jones Brothers with Leave Before You Love Me, and then Dustin Lynch with Thinking About You. And here we go.
Dashboard, shoes on my floorboard, lived in that old Chevrolet. We were two Roman candles, too hot to handle, two hearts that couldn't be tamed. Yeah, we knew what was coming and left it all like it was nothing. Over time, kept on running and running away. Yeah, what can I say? We had our hopes up and the windows down, falling fast in one lane. Never seen a brighter green in those eyes. And I put my jacket on your shoulder, wishing the weather wasn't getting colder. Letting you go, holding on to each other, closing our eyes, saying slow down, summer. I was begging those leaves, don't go changing on me. Friday night lights, stay away. But the 4th of July was just smoke in the sky, and our sunburns were starting to fade. Yeah, we knew what was coming and left it off like it was nothing. Over time, kept on running and running away. Yeah, those were the days we had our hopes up and the windows down, falling fast in a one-lane town. Tangled up a few lips on mine, never seen a brighter. Fast in one lane town. Tangled
How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time in Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain, where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me up right out of the blue. I was just thinking about you. I was just thinking about you.
Hey, I just gotta say, I heard your song the other day. Put a smile on my face when I started reminiscing. I've been on the edge of calling you, and I'm so glad I decided to.
I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake, and that one time in Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain, where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me. Thinking about you. We made out in the rain, where we were chasing.
Coming up next, we have Gabby Barrett with the Good Ones and Big and Rich with When the Devil Gets the Best of Us. After that, Sarah Smile. That's Jimmy Wayne featuring Hall & Oates.
He's a phone call to his parents. He's a Bible by the bed. He's the t-shirt that I'm wearing. He's a song stuck in my head. He's solid and he's steady like the Allegheny runs. He knows just where he's going and he's proud of where he's from. One of the good ones. He's one of the good ones.
Sometimes whiskey, sometimes pills, silly things I need to get my thrills. Sometimes women are like cocaine, got to have them more and more every day. Yeah, the man in the mirror ain't no man like I ought to be. Tell me why can't I see when the devil gets the best of me? I've left parties, fought dating men. I know how to lose some real good friends. I get angry, I stay mad. Get happy with this life I have. Yeah, the man in the mirror ain't no
like I ought to be. Tell me why can't I see when the devil gets the best of me? Yeah, the man in the mirror ain't no man like I ought to be. Tell me why, oh why can't I see when the devil gets the best of me? Best of me.
Kevin Fowler is next with Pound Sign, And then Greg Hanna with Making Love Real. Jesse James will follow that with Boys in the Summer.
Now I'm tired, yeah, I'm wired, up tighter than a knee string about to break. Tail dragging, a little ragged, hanging by a thread that's starting to fray. Just in case there might be little ears around, I won't say it, I'll just spell it out. I feel like pound sign, question mark, star, exclamation point. Don't give a blank and a whole lot of other choice words I can't say. Today I feel like pound sign, question mark, star, exclamation point. Hung over, a lot closer to ringing death's door than I was yesterday. Head aching, hands shaking, badly in need of a shower and shave. Yeah, I know I'm looking a little rough. The least I can do is clean my language up. I feel like pound sign, question mark, star, exclamation point. Don't give a blank and a whole lot of other choice words I can't say. Today I feel like pound sign, question mark, star, exclamation point. Question mark, star, exclamation point, percentage sign, at symbol, backslash, squiggle thing, pound sign, question mark, star, exclamation point.
In a million miles of endless space, you found me in a completely empty, heartless place. Now I'd be lost without your love, like the moon would and the stars would without the heavens up above. Your love has taught me what years of lonely never did. So no matter how bad this cynical world gets, baby, every day is better than the last one. And every kiss, one better than the best one. As close as the air is, you breathe out and I breathe in. Forever is a place I never thought I'd ever be. But now looking in your eyes, baby, that's where I see me, yeah. Every day is better than the last one. Ooh, and every kiss, one better than better than the best one.
And coming up next, we have Jason Aldean with The Truth. And that's good. Nice one. I always want to know the truth. And after that, we have Carly Pearce and Lee Bryce with I Hope You're Happy Now. And then Radney Foster with Angel Flight. Here's the truth, folks.
Tell them all I'm on vacation. Say I went to visit friends. That you ain't heard or seen from me in quite a while. When they ask you where I've been, I tell them I'm out on the West Coast. Something bad for me, 'cause I sure lost a lot of weight. I tell them I'm out on the road with some old rock and roll band, living like a gypsy.
Find what you were looking for. I happy now.
Happy now.
Oh, I hope you're happy now.
All I ever wanted to do was fly, leave this world and live in the sky. I left the C-130 out of Fort Worth town. I go up some days, I don't want to come down. Well, I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Come on, brother, you're with me tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. I love my family and I love this land, but tonight this flight's for another man. We do what we do 'cause we heard the call. Some gave a little, but he gave it all. I fly that plane, call the angel flight. And come on, brother, you're with me tonight.
Come on, brother, you're with me tonight.
Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Feels kinda like church in here tonight. It don't matter where we touch down. On the angel flight, it's sacred ground. When I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Got a hero riding with us tonight.
With us tonight.
Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you.
And taking us to the top of the hour, we have Stars in Alabama. That's a Jamie Johnson piece. After that, Brad Paisley with Anything Like Me. And after that, we'll have time for, well, most of it anyway. Bobby McDowell, Too Close to Call. I'll take us to the top of the hour.
I said, Mama, don't you worry, I'm getting by just fine out on the road. Yeah, tonight we played in Knoxville, and tomorrow night it's back to Music Row. No, I don't know when I'm coming home. Montgomery seems so very far away. She said, boy, it wouldn't kill you now to look out past the bright lights on that stage. 'Cause God put stars in Alabama you just can't find in Tennessee. The same ones are waiting on you. I taught you how to dream. I know there's big names up in Nashville, and you'll be one before too long. But God put stars in there help you find your way back home. I hung up the phone and I could feel the emptiness at 80 miles an hour. And I listened close and I could hear my heart beating louder than the tide. This old bus was headed west, but my mind was drifting somewhere toward the sound. And I closed my eyes and I could see a bright light shining clearly through the clouds. 'Cause God put stars in Alabama you just can't find in Tennessee. Same ones are waiting on you. They taught you how to dream. She said there's big names up in Nashville, and you'll be one before too long. But God put stars in help you find your way back home. Yeah, there's stars in Alabama that just can't wait till you get home.
He or she is healthy, I'm okay. And then the doctor pointed to the corner of the screen and said, you see that thing right there? Well, you know what that means. I started wondering who he was gonna be, and I thought, heaven help us if he's anything like me. Probably climb a tree too tall and ride his bike too fast. End up every summer wearing something in a cast. He's gonna throw a ball and break some glass in a window down the street. He's gonna get in trouble, he's gonna get in fights. I'm gonna lose my temper and some sleep. Safe to say that I'm gonna get my payback if he's anything like me. I can see him right now, knees all skinned up with a magnifying glass, trying to melt the Tonka truck. Won't he be a sight with his football helmet on? That'll be his
his first love till his first love comes along. He'll get his heart broke by the time he's in his teens, and heaven help him if he's anything like me. He'll probably stay out too late and drive his car too fast, get a speeding ticket, and he'll pay for mowing grass. He's gonna get caught skipping class, be grounded for a week. He's gonna get in trouble, we're gonna get in fights, I'm gonna lose my temper and some sleep. It's safe to say that I'm gonna get my payback if he's anything like me. Gonna shake my hand, he's gonna act like he can't wait to leave. But as he drives out, he'll cry his eyes out if he's anything like me. There's worse folks to be like, oh, he'll be alright if he's anything.
I was Jesse's best man when he and Sarah tied the knot. Being there with my two friends really meant a lot. When they bought their new home, I was there to lend a hand. When they separated, it was tough on both of them. Last night Sarah called me over to cry on my shoulder, and now her hugs are lasting longer. Her goodbye kiss was stronger. And did I really see what I think I saw? And maybe what I'm thinking isn't what she means at all. Do I have the right? Would it be wrong? It's too close to call. I got off the late shift, I drove down to Kelly's place. That's where I found Jesse with lonely on his face. I sat down beside him, I reached out to shake his hand. He said, I'm glad you're here, I could really use a friend. When he asked me, have you seen her, I looked down at my pager. I thought I'd recognized her number. I couldn't help but wonder, and did I really see what I think I saw? And maybe what I'm thinking isn't what she means.